Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. There is a city about 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. A mil is an 18-minute walk. Our Mishnah tells us, Min HaMedim Vilefnim. Some Gerses have Min HaMedi is, but it's this city of Medim. Vilefnim, and from there, coming closer to Yerushalayim. There's a din nemonim. The Amihuadatsim are believed al klicheres in regard to the earthenware kalim, that they are tahar. And they can sell them to a chaver. A chaver is a person who adheres to the halachis of tahara with the assumption that indeed it is tahar. Does this mean that the Talmud Chacham can buy any kind of a klicheres from them? And the answer is no. The Gemara says it refers only to small kalim, like cups, pots, jugs, little jugs. You see, there's really no other Eitzah. You need these things to live with. And in Yerushalayim, they didn't make any pots. That's because in order to make the pots, you needed certain ovens. And out of this oven would come a thick black smoke that would kind of pollute the air a little bit. And memela, it wasn't allowed in Yerushalayim. So what can we do? If you can't make pots, you have to buy them. So memela, being that there's a rule, Chazal don't make a gzeda, where ein roif hatzibi yecholim lamidba, where most people simply can't work with it. So memela, Chazal said that in this instance, we believe them. We were not goyzer on the kalim of the Ami Oratzim. So from Medim and inward toward Yerushalayim, if the Am Oratz comes and says this is tahar, we believe it. However, min hamedim v'lechutz, from Medim on the other side, away from Yerushalayim, Einaman, they're not believed. We don't rely on their Edus, and their Kalim are considered to be Becheskas Tame, Ketzer. So how exactly do we apply this? When exactly is it mutter for us to believe them, when not? Now the Mishnah is going to actually give us three conditions. First the Mishnah is going to say Bekitzer, and then the Mishnah is going to explain it at length. Hakadar, we have a person who makes pots. Shu Moichar Hakderes, he's selling these pots. Nichnas Lefnim and Amadiyim. Now, remember, the Chor wants to buy these pots. And the Am Haaretz is selling these pots at some point between Medim and Yerushalayim. It's mutter. And when we say mutter, we mean three things. Hu HaKadar, if this is the person who made the pot, this pot seller, who is selling the pots now, somewhere between Medim and Yerushalayim says, I made this pot, I brought them in, then we can buy it from him. But if this pot seller says, oh, well, I bought it from a different Am Haaretz, yes, but don't worry. We made sure that everything is okay. So you didn't make the pot yourself? No, I didn't. Then we can't believe it. That's what the Mishnah means, hu hakadar. He has to be the one who made the pot. Second condition, vehein hakderes. Only the pots that he himself brought. Let's say he says, yes, I'm a pot maker. You see these pots? I made them myself. I also have some other pots that I bought from others. No. Only the ones that he made himself, even though they're all here on the shelf. The hein haloichem, and also the chavedim are the ones who are buying it. He himself has to come and see this person who makes the pots. He has to determine this person who's now lefnim and amedian. He brought them in, and it's true. He's the potter. He's the one who made them. That's when Neman, that's when this person who makes pots, although he's an Am Haaretz, he is believed on his small kli cheres for the purpose of kaidish. But if you're missing one of these three conditions, he is not believed. Now, if he's on the other side of Medim, away from Yerushalayim, he's not believed. Zakta Mishnah, even if he was already inside, but Yotza, this person selling pots, left, and he himself, if he was on the other side of Medim, I would buy it, but if he left Medim to return home, and I want to chase him down, and I'm going to say to him, oh, you were just on the other side of Medim, closer to Yerushalayim. Right, but I left today. I thought I had no more customers. You want to buy? Yeah, too late. Ein enema. He himself is the one who made the pot. And these are the same pots. And these are the buyers. Nothing changed. But this is the halach. He started returning home. Then a monist that Chazal gave him, the belief goes away. Now, when it comes to Truma, they're not believed, even if they're on the inside part. Meaning to say, they're on the side of Medim closer to Yerushalayim. This is only a special rule when it comes to Hekdash. Now, we're going to see later, it may be different during Yom Tov time, but Stamazai, there's a special heter for Hekdash. We can buy small kalim from the Am Haaretzim if they're Nina Medim Olefnim toward Yerushalayim, provided that we meet the three conditions. He's the one who made it. It is only these pots, not any other pots. And the Chavedim who are buying it, they have to deal directly with the Kadr. There can't be any middleman. Now, wait a second. We know between Medim and Yerushalayim is believed. On the other side of Medim, away from Yerushalayim, is not believed. What about in Medim itself? So the Gemara says it really depends. Now remember, Chazal gave us a special heter for Kodesh between Medim and Yerushalayim when the potter sells it, provided you meet the conditions. What if the potter was trying to sell his pots? He's stuck between Medim and Yerushalayim. He's finished. He doesn't think he's selling any more pots. He takes his ware, and he's heading back to Medim, and he plans to continue to go home. He's walking from Yerushalayim to Medim, and then he's going to continue on. The Talmud Chacham is making his way toward Medim and from there to Yerushalayim, and they meet in Medim. He says, I need to buy a pot. But I need to buy it between Medim and Yerushalayim. And the potter says, listen, I was already there. I'm on my way home. So he can buy it in Medim. For him, we're Mekel. What if the potter, holding the pots, and the Talmud Chacham meet on the outside of Medim? When I say on the outside of Medim, I mean not on the side toward Yerushalayim, the other side. And they're both walking towards Medim and eventually to Yerushalayim. The Talmud Chacham says, when they get to Medim, you want to sell me the pots? So we say to the Talmud Chacham, what's the rush? You're both continuing on. Don't buy it now. Buy it when you're in between Medim and Yerushalayim. Case number three. The potter and the Talmud Chacham are leaving Yerushalayim and heading toward Medim. This is when he should buy the pot, before they get to Medim. But he didn't. And they already got to Medim. He says, I want to buy a pot. No, you can't buy it now. You should have bought it before you got to Medim. Case number four. The potter is on the outside coming in toward Yerushalayim. The Talmud Chacham is leaving Yerushalayim, heading out. They meet in Medim. So we say to the Talmud Chacham, don't buy it in Medim. The potter is heading inwards. Turn around and go back with him a little bit. As soon as you're in between Medim and Yerushalayim, that's the best place to buy it. So Lamaisa, what's the din with Medim itself? There's really only one time that he can buy it in Medim itself, and that's when the potter is already finished, and he's on his way from Yerushalayim towards Medim. The Talmud Chacham is running. He's coming to Medim, and from there to Yerushalayim, and they meet in Medim. So it's not like he had a chance to buy it before. And it's not like he can wait because the Kadr is going in the wrong direction. So in this case, if they're still in Medim, as long as the potter didn't leave Medim on his way out, this is the one case where we say it's okay to still buy it. Again, just for Hegdish, and just for small Kli Cheres, but not for Truma.